Good evening, everybody. I wanted to jump on and post a video in reference to a commentary that I've been involved with, especially today when I'm hearing the R word being thrown around so frequently in terms of the reform debate is presenting and rearing its ugly head again. Not that I'm against reform. I've always been an advocate of constant reform as far as always trying to make ourselves better. Why not? The issue that I have with this is, the fact that we managed to weigh in nationally. Let's just take the United States, for instance, because this did go globally. But nationally, we felt the need to weigh in on this notorious case from every corner of the country, from leagues under the sea to elevations as high as mountaintops. We felt the need to weigh in, right? Because we understand the impact it could have on policing as a whole. I guess I would caution and ask of you why we don't seem to find that same time and energy to weigh in, to highlight, and to market the achievements, the overwhelming majority of what we do, or the positives, the achievements, the community outreach, the philanthropy, the heroic actions. I mean, you take a month ago, just a month ago, you have an officer, a former military veteran, an officer, a father, a husband, who purposely puts his car into oncoming traffic to save the lives of innocent people. And that's a blip on the screen. Now, I don't see, officers from thousands of miles away discussing that more than perhaps even over a cup of coffee, if that at all. And I would ask of you, I didn't see press conferences. I didn't see Facebook posts. I didn't see, departments again from, planes and miles and terrains different come in and weigh in and say how heroic that is. And isn't that insane that somebody would willingly do that and give up their life for strangers? And that's something that we've done time and time and time again. What about just the community outreach? What about the lives that we save? What about the counseling that we do? What about the substance abuse and bringing reform to our communities? That we do this all the time, but yet we wonder why we find ourselves, being sacrificial lambs of sorts, to opposition. And I would say, why wouldn't they treat us that way? Why wouldn't they, when we haven't learned ourselves to highlight what we do? We haven't honed in on this craft whatsoever. Every debate that we enter into about reform is a new policy, a new directive, something become making our, more restrictions on how we do what we do. And I'm not going to tell you I'm opposed to every reform. I'm not. I think that we should always be cognizant of how to improve. Why not? That's the growth mindset. What I'm saying is that we should be spending equal, if not greater, energy on highlighting the overwhelming majority of us and how the wonderful job that we do day in, day out. I don't understand, anybody will tell you, that if there's no impetus for somebody to change and there's no catalyst for change that we present ourselves, then don't expect, you're wishing on a star if you're expecting people who are naturally going to be opposed to us, if you're just wishing on a star for them to wake up one day and then start to just blast all over their networks, positive things. This is not going to happen when we fail to do it ourselves. But yet we never miss an opportunity to get some camera time or to get some social media clicks to weigh in on a negative, right? Because that tends to be salacious news or the hottest topic of debate. We never seem to miss an opportunity. And again, I would ask you to just do a little self-reflection as to why is it that we always seem to be able to muster up the energy to weigh in and be cynical and be critical because we think that that's the popular narrative, when in fact, that there's so much more to us as police officers than there is a badge, a gun, and an arrest and a use of force incident. Right, we're people beyond the badge. And I just often wondered why we don't take the opportunity to be more prevalent about the wonderful things that we do day in, day out, both on and off duty. Take a moment to just reflect upon that. Wonder to yourself why that is. And then the most important part of this is then do something about it to make it better, right? Nobody's going to do this for us. I think that we've all owned the responsibility. We've already allowed and already opened the door to fielding opinions and criticisms from outside persons. And some of that can be used to be constructive. We always want to know what our clientele is thinking. I think that that's the only way to actually be effective in what we do. I didn't say pander, but I say be cognizant of what, you know, the audience's appearance of us is. But I'm saying if we don't start from within our own channels about taking some, you know, concerted effort to make an improvement on highlighting the good that we do and what comprises of our ranks, and that it's overwhelmingly positive, if we don't take the bull by the horns and do that for ourselves, I think that we're wishing on a star, expecting other people to do it for us. It's not going to get better until we make it better for ourselves, and then we can then hope to see a reaction from other people. I don't think that we're ever going to get staunch, you know, support, but what I'm saying is that we could start to make it better by the actions that we take ourselves. Have a good night. Please be safe. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. I look forward to seeing you. Thank you.